This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We've got one more story to get through. But before we do that, the question that we've been asking since the top of the show at 12 is, which vertical or industry do you think needs to be digitalized the most? Let us know. The poll is running over on Twitter. We've got around 140 votes. The numbers are?
Numbers are 66.7 for government, 18.1 for finance, and 14.5 for legal. There's a message from Titan Test Team who says, government should be last because anything they do will be costly and not time efficient. Let the free market innovate and government follow it later.
Which echoes what Aslan has said, which the government sector needs to enhance its digital capability. What are they saying over on Instagram, Chris?
On Instagram, we've got Wallace Ling who says healthcare, Teo Ho Aying who says legal, Tigress versus Lee who says retail, which is confusing to me because I feel like that's pretty digitalized already. Mm-hmm. Ivawa says government for better transparency and efficiency, and Jojo Ba and two Smelly Melly 8 both say government and legal.
Smelly Melly 8?
Yes.
Hello there. Good afternoon.
Can I just ask you guys, like, very quickly? So we've had like differing opinions on all three platforms, right? Mm-hmm. Some say finance should be first, free market first, and then government. Some saying government first, and everybody else will follow. What do you guys think?
Finance for sure.
You think finance first?
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll just make things a lot more efficient and make things work a little easier. You know, once the money wheels have been greased, then I think things would.
So not like a top down thing.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with the finance thing. I do kind of feel like where money talks, everyone else follows.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, I think the free market first.
And you're sitting on our side today.
Yeah, both right sides, now. You know. It's interesting. So
you're speaking like a politician.
Oh, dear.
It's like if you have sort of like service providers and like, you know, especially the SME industry and stuff giving you all the services, it'll be really helpful if the government can sort of work with them, get their technology, get their platforms. And then, so obviously, there are a lot of opinions about government digitalization. So it's time to... I guess it's time to change those opinions.
I mean, there are things that, you know, websites should work.
Mm. Of course.
Apps should work.
100%.
You know, that's all we need for now. You know, let those things work. You know,
work smoothly.
Banking websites and banking apps, they should work first. Mm-hmm. They need a lot of work, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's smoking here in the studio. Right?
No, 100%.
We all know this, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's move on.
Speaking of innovation... in a beautiful show of innovation for both sustainability and technological advancement.
You might say it's fruitful innovation.
Yeah.
Or you might not.
It's that kind of Friday. Huh?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Anyway, the point is, Malaysian researchers have found a way to use pineapple waste to create drone parts. So this is actually, basically they use the fibers from discarded pineapple leaves to make drone parts out of. So instead of being incinerated, the pineapple leaf fibers can be used to make strong, durable frames for drones and other unmanned aerial vehicles. It's all part of efforts to find sustainable uses for pineapple waste generated by farmers in the Hulu Langat district. So project lead Muhammad Tariq Hamid Sultan told Reuters, "We are transforming the leaf of the pineapple into a fiber that can be used for aerospace application, basically inventing a drone." He also added that drones made of biocomposite materials exhibited a higher strength to weight ratio than their synthetic fiber counterparts, i.e. they can hold heavier things. So a major plus point is that these pineapple drones are cheaper to build, weigh a lot less than conventional drones, and are also much easier to dispose of if they get damaged beyond repair. Damaged drone frames made out of pineapple leaf fibers can be buried in the ground and degrade in just 2 weeks. Mm. Though the team's prototype is currently the size of a smaller drone, whatever that may be, they hope to develop technology that will allow them to produce larger drones that can carry heavier payloads, like imagery sensors for agricultural purposes and aerial inspections. And these prototypes have been able to fly at altitudes of up to 1,000 meters for as long as 20 minutes time. But the disposable drones aren't just here for show. Their main long-term purpose is to help farmers increase their yield and also make their lives a lot easier. And of course, it is a timely project considering the bruised economy following the effects of COVID-19.
I was just going to say this is quite amazing. The fact that they could actually build this, and it's like they said, it's like 100% biodegradable. They don't even have to worry about if it lands somewhere, crash lands somewhere. You don't have to recover that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's 100% sustainable, this project.
Do you buy it from the fruit stall or do you buy it from the tech store?
I don't think you can buy them yet. But where I'm at is also go and check out the link. We got this news from Mashable, and they actually look gorgeous as
they
well.
Do.
That's the other thing. Like, even aesthetically, like one thing that I've been a bit sad about in our technological advancement is that things seem to be getting less pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small thing, but aesthetics do go a long way to marketing a product, for example. And they're just gorgeous. They're colorful and beautiful. And I would like to see drones like that in the sky rather than the mechanized bees that currently exist, you know?
They look kind of scary sometimes.
I was just looking back at that story, and this is from Reuters back in March of last year. The headline is, Asia's love of stinky durian could help power tuk-tuks and phones.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I mean, you know, there have been so many people who have used like the shells or the husks of fruits for so many different things as like, you know, to carry things, to store things, because they last long, but they're also like eco-friendly and they have like a purpose after you sort of like, harvest the stuff that's inside the fruit. And this is, I never would have thought about a drone, but the fact that they can make it fly like a drone is just, it's innovative, but it's also sort of throwing back to a very traditional way of doing things.
It's almost like some kind of weird steampunk kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
the brass and the cogs and things.
It's like leaf punk.
Something like
eco-punk.
That.
Eco-punk.
Eco-punk.
Yeah. Eco-punk. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
See?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good for drones here in Malaysia, right? That seems to be something we're doing well.
We've got a few players and stuff,
We do indeed. Right. It's time for us to wrap up for the day. Thank you very much for all of your messages, all of your votes, your tweets, your WhatsApps, all of that kind of good stuff. The question that we asked at the top of the show was, which vertical or industry needs to be digitalized the most? Unsurprisingly, I think at the top of the pile, it's the government with 67.6% of your votes. Can't even say it's closely followed by, because it's not, at 17.2% finance, 13.8% legal, 1.4% other. So there you go. That's the final tally for the votes over on Twitter. Right. The stories that we spoke about then, of course, are...
Yeah, so that first story was based on how the first Malaysian cabinet meeting for the year went fully digital on Wednesday.
Followed by, could plant-based food delivery services be the next big thing?
And pineapple drones.
What a wonderful story to wrap up for on a Friday. Right, don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay. In contrast to the previous year, Bursa Malaysia ended 2020 as the best-performing stock market within emerging markets in ASEAN, in large part due to the stellar profits of glove makers, healthcare players. However, the pandemic wreaked havoc on companies in sectors, and in the wake of the divergent impact, where should investors look for value in the coming year? They discussed the market outlook for 2021 with a panel of experts. It included Teng Chi Wai from Ating Huang Asset Management and Anand Pathmakananthan from Maybank. There we go. It's time for us to wrap up here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station. Have a lovely weekend, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.